When you give up praying, you're saying, God, I don't believe you anymore. The third level is where we need to be, waiting and watching. Prepare yourself and wait on the Lord.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's go into a recent Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Rogers. This is The Secret to Waiting on God. Let's go into the message today.
When we wait on the Lord, it speaks to how much we value what God has in store for us. Impatience only demonstrates that we really want our way and not God's way. Secondly, to purify our motives. To purify our motives. Jeremiah said we don't even know what our own heart is like. So when we don't get something from God we think we need, then we've got to examine our motives. Why do I want that? Is this a selfish thing? Is this envy on my part? You got to ask some questions of yourself. How, if I get this, how is it going to affect someone else? Are you hearing me? How will this affect my family? How will this affect my children? How will this affect those that are around me in my sphere of influence? Because sometimes people want to flaunt the blessing instead of the blesser. How important it is that we align our hearts. And what is God doing by us waiting? He's aligning our character because he's making us wait on something. Now I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the microwave, don't you? I mean, there's like, they wised up one day and they got microwave popcorn. Okay? So for all of you that are having like stomach withdrawals from your fasting, popcorn is corn. Okay? So they wised up, and instead of you having to now punch in that on most microwaves, you're going to find a little button up there that says popcorn. So you can just throw that little dude in there and push the button, and away you go. But I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like the meal that's been prepared over the process of time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In fact, quite frankly, here I go. I'm going to mess with all of y'all. You're trying to fast. We're all trying to fast. I'm talking about food. But I'm just going to tell you, chicken and dumplings is better on the second day. The black-eyed peas usually are better on the second day. Okay, that's as far as the food that we'll talk about. Here, what is he doing? He's protecting us from mistakes. Do you know when you rush into things, many times it's not thought through. You find out that you step into a mess. When God sees us moving in the wrong direction, what does he do? Now, some people don't connect the dots with this. God puts obstacles in our way to keep us from messing up. And without anybody disclosing, raising your hand, or hanging a sign out, how many of you in this place have run right over the top of the obstacles that God put in your way to stop you from doing something that you shouldn't do? Okay? It is God's love for us that slows us down and says, wait. Because it's His desire that causes Him to do that, because He does love us so much, He doesn't want us to go in the wrong direction. So he is preparing us. Come on, say he's preparing us. He's purifying us. He's protecting us. And then to produce the greatest good for his and for his glory, the greatest good in our life. Listen, I don't want the best the devil has. I want the best that God has. And when God doesn't seem to answer our prayer, it's not that he's being unkind to us, but he's molding us and making us for his best. There is no second best in the kingdom. He's not giving you some hand-me-down blessing that somebody else refused, and he's going to give it to you because there's nobody else to give it to. When God gets ready to bless you, it's your blessing with your name on it. Are you hearing me? Aligning ourselves with the word of God and waiting upon the Lord, we will receive the best that he has for us. Waiting is a hard thing. So waiting will cause a response in one of three different ways in our life. The first one is manipulation. Now, nobody wants to admit to trying to manipulate God, but let me just give you a little background on this. Sometimes we move around obstacles to get our way. Watch this. But that places us outside of the will of God, and the consequences are the reward, watch this, of our own doing. We call something a blessing that God said, I didn't intend for you to have that. I must be hitting in some good place. There's some quiet folk in here tonight. Manipulation. That's witchcraft. And I just want to warn you, don't try to handle God. He got a bigger hand, you know what I'm saying? All right, so ceasing intercession is another one. In other words, cease praying. I prayed, Pastor, and nothing's happened. Listen, let me just say this to you. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes. In fact, God is working right now behind the scenes in your behalf. If you knew what He was preparing for you, this is what the scripture says. Eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard. Watch this. Nor hath it entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared. Hath, past tense, hath prepared for those that love Him. Amen. Do you love Him? Amen. Come on, I can't tell from your faces. Do you love Him? Amen. If you love Him, then He's preparing something for you that would blow your mind if you knew it right now. You don't believe it, do you? Well, I know. I know in the resurrection one day. Jesus is saying to you in 2019, I've got things prepared for you that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, that I have prepared for you that's coming right away. In fact, before I got here, I'm glad the Holy Ghost reminded me. He's the divine reminder. God said to tell you that the doors are going to be opened up, and when God opens a door, no devil in hell can shut it. Somebody ought to give God praise for that right there. You don't have to handle God, and whatever you do, don't stop praying. In fact, in one parable, He's admonishing us to press on in prayer. When you give up praying, you're saying, God, I don't believe you anymore. The third level is where we need to be, waiting and watching. Prepare yourself and wait on the Lord. What happens if, listen, this is one thing I'm constantly preparing our staff for and trying to prepare this church for, and what happens if 100 people walk in the door this coming Sunday, brand new? Are you hearing me? Are we prepared for that? Are you prepared to give up your seat? Well now, I think we hit a little bit of taproot right there, right now. Well, you know, Pastor, I give my tithe and my offering. What did that buy you? Okay. There's some folks tonight that are trying to have church in Panama City sitting outside on plastic chairs. You ought to thank God you got a roof over your head. Padded seats. Come on. Somebody that smells good sitting next to you. Come on. What happens if they walk in and they don't smell good? Are you going to welcome them in? Yes. Listen, this is a critical thing because in the hour that we're in right now, the waiting process, many times the devil tries to move us away from that. Have you ever felt the devil push you? Yeah. This is the way it goes. The call comes. We need a decision on this by this afternoon. And we've got to get this done. And if you don't have the paperwork in, if you don't do this thing, then it's going to be a deal. It's going to be over. Don't you let the devil handle you by pushing you into something in haste. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it can't wait, most of the time it's not going to be God. if you've prepared for it. Now, wait a minute. If your mortgage company calls and you haven't paid in 3 months, don't say, well, my pastor said, wait on the Lord, and that's what I'm going to do. Choosing to trust God when you're waiting and watching on the Lord, no matter when. Listen, faith is not because it happened today. Faith is a belief. Faith is a belief based on the Word of God that what God said He would do, He will do, whether it be in time or eternity. So when the Lord says, and this is not some cop-out, some spiritual answer, when the Lord says, by my stripes you are healed, whether it is in time or eternity, it makes no difference. God is not a man that he should lie. And I must trust him whether it comes today, next week, next month, or in 1,000 years. Well, Pastor, I'm kind of needing something tomorrow. Hey, you didn't read Matthew 6. If he sees the sparrow when it falls to the ground, how much more are ye than many sparrows? Well, I felt the rush of the Holy Ghost come behind that. So waiting requires time. Waiting is learning time. As long as you are learning, you're never losing. So get this. Part of what is being taught to us in this verse of Scripture in verse number 14 are these four components right here. First of all, by waiting on the Lord, we're learning to trust the Lord. God's best will come, but trusting means trusting in His perfect timing as well and obeying Him along the way. Second is humility, which is a component that we are missing gigantically today. Pride is at an all-time high. Humility. This is the acknowledgement of God's ways. One of my favorite verses of Scripture that we have tacked up all around our house from Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. When you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, when you get humble and say, God, I don't know what's going on. I need some direction here. I'm humbling myself before you. I don't know all that's going on. I don't understand it all, but I'm going to humble myself before you, and I'm going to trust you in this situation, and I'm going to seek your face. Third thing is patience is being taught. Now, I'm going to just tell you, nobody should be praying for patience. You'll get yours. Lord, make me patient. That's the prayer of an immature individual. Because don't you worry, God can put you on hold. And some of you have been listening to the on hold music now for quite some time, and you're wondering, is God ever coming back? You're almost threatened to hang the phone up. I just want to tell all of you here tonight, wait on the Lord. He is worth the wait. Amen. If you're going to wait on anybody, wait on the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is critical. God is not your bellhop. The best is always worth any delay that you feel like you're involved in. Write it down, Luke 21:19. This is what the Bible says. In patience, possess ye your soul. How can I keep my soul, my mind intact, my mind in the right place? By waiting on the Lord. In patience, I possess my soul. Other people don't possess it. I don't allow just anything to happen in my life because I'm going to wait on the Lord.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.